back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Cheryl Collins here, Riley County Historical Museum Director. We're talking about Christmas gifts of the past, kind of taking a look back on what was popular here during the last 150 years. And we looked at 1868, we looked at 1893. We're going to jump up here into the 20th century now, about 100 years ago, 1918, and some of the popular items then. And just looking through these advertisements from the Manhattan Daily Nationalist, there's quite a few interesting things here.
Well, and of course, this was just at the end of the war. The armistice had been signed in November 1918, and then December for Christmas. You still have a lot of war news in the paper. You also have the influenza, and Manhattan had had a severe influenza outbreak between October and December 1918. They had 981 cases and 27 deaths in that period, and they even closed all entertainments in the schools for a while. So no church service, no going to the movies, no places where people would gather together for a while.
Now, I don't know if you know what the population at the time was. Do you know the population count at that year?
That's a good question, and I'll have to get that.
I might be able to look it up real quick.
Okay. We do have that at the museum, but I don't think of it off the top of my head. I should have gotten that. Of course, Camp Funston was still going full blast, and they had a 40-foot-tall Christmas tree out there with electric lights. Manhattan, of course, had gotten electricity on New Year's Eve, 1889. So since 1890, we'd had electricity here. And they were advertising a lot of things that had to do with electricity. I thought it was really interesting. Kipp's Music Store has a picture of an electric washer, and it says, the useful gift that will give pleasure every wash day. So they're advertising that you could buy a washer. And I also thought it was interesting that the music store was offering a washer. Hmm. And I think maybe stores offered a variety of goods in order to kind of diversify what they had to sell. The Manhattan Furniture and Undertaking Company was advertising the new Edison. Get a new Edison for Christmas. We want every home to have one of Mr. Edison's wonderful phonographs on Christmas Day, and we are going to help them get it by making very liberal offers during the holidays. It goes on to say, laugh until your sides ache at the funny minstrel shows, hear the grand old church hymns, hear the crashing brass bands and stirring military music, the waltzes, the two-step, the solos, the duets, the quartets. You will sit awe-stricken at the wonderful grand operas that are sung by the world's greatest singers. So they're really pushing a cultural thing, that this is an uplifting thing that you can buy for your home. But I think it's interesting because the Manhattan Furniture and Undertaking Company is offering this. And that tradition of having undertakers offer furniture is one that continued clear up into 100 years ago. And I think not too further on in our history. So this is probably the tail end of having furniture store and undertaking in the same location.
What's interesting to me here is the picture of the phonograph. It's if you look at the man next to the record player, it's about as tall as he is.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes, they were big instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And cranked. That person's cranking. So this one, this doesn't require electricity, okay. Although in Manhattan in 1918, you did have electricity.
And I did end up finding those population numbers for those years on the Riley County website. They don't have them for 1918. They have them for 1917 and 1919. 1917 was 6,800. 6,800.
Grown quite a bit since then. It'd be interesting to crank one of those here at the radio station playing music.
Yes.
Your arm would get tired.
The one we have at the Riley County Historical Museum, and we have that on exhibit right now, if folks want to go by it, 2309 Claflin Road and see it, has a wooden needle. And those little wooden needles you'd change out because, of course, they'd get worn out after a while.
What a neat invention at the time here.
Let's
take a quick phone call. I think we have somebody on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, just for your information, another little backwater town, Canton, Kansas, right now till today, the mortuary also sells furniture. when you die, you no longer have a need for it, and I would imagine it would help pay for your funeral expenses by turning in your furniture or the family.
That's very interesting. I hadn't thought of it like that, but that does make sense. And, of course,
it continues.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Okay.
And you also then would be able to sell things when people weren't passing away. I mean, that's probably...
Yes, because in a little town, there aren't necessarily that many.
Right.
Away. And using your facilities, and you'd be able to keep the place open to serve your local clientele.
That's very interesting.
It's going on right now today. Okay, thank you.
One of those things that in some places continues.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting here. The newspaper was used a lot for advertising, but a lot of kids would write to Santa Claus, too.
Yeah, there's some really interesting Santa Claus letters in the paper. Reuben Howard at 214 Thurston says, "Dear Santa Claus, I want you to bring me a whole lot of things for Christmas this year. I want a red chair, a knife, a gun, a little red train with an engine and a coal car. Also bring me lots of nuts and candies and anything else you have to spare. I'm going to borrow a stocking from Grandma this year, Santa, because my stocking won't hold half enough nuts and candies for me. Don't forget where I live, Santa. As ever, Reuben."
That's fantastic.
I think he knows what he wants. Another letter that Santa got was from Mary Elizabeth, and it says, "Dear Santa Claus, I am just a little girl, 6 years old, and I have tried to be a good little girl. I would like to have a doll that goes to sleep and some clothes for her, a doll dresser, a paint book, dishes, doll blanket, candy, and nuts. Goodbyes."
Very cool.
I think candy and nuts seem to be one of the staples through the years, in stockings particularly. And when I was a kid, the first church program I remember, they gave us a paper bag with peanuts in the shell, and that ribbon candy was mixed in, and an apple. So we really liked the ribbon candy and the peanuts. The apple, not quite so much, maybe.
And since that's been the case here, I imagine a lot of this is probably why candy companies have traditionally continued to, you know, we see the Halloween candy, we have Christmas candy, and then Valentine's Day, Easter. I mean, they just capitalize on this.
Right.
Stuff.
Holidays, trying to get people to buy things. We were talking about seasonal food at Christmas, and there are some foods that you really only see this time of the year. Like you mentioned eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're an eggnog fan.
I like eggnog myself, but...
It is an acquired taste, yeah. But that's one of the foods that you really don't see other times in the year. And Christmas cookies, people traditionally will bake those. And those sorts of things were advertised in the paper. One of the unusual ads that I found in 1918 was the Haughty Electric Electricians, and they were advertising electrical goods. And they say nothing is nicer and more useful as a Christmas gift than some electrical appliance for the home or office. And our stock is complete and all the most useful kinds of goods, such as electric grills, irons, toasters, ovenettes, percolators, heaters, warming pads, washers, stand lamps, and many other electrical conveniences. So you could go to the electricians and buy the small electrical appliances. Of course, by 1918... electricity was common in homes. It took a while, I think, for people to really get electricity. Light was more convenient, but beyond lights, the electric companies really pushed appliances. So in those earliest years, we got electricity in 1890, New Year's Eve 1889, you see the electric companies pushing little appliances.
What would be like the going rate for some of these appliances? Do you have any idea?
I don't. I don't know if I got any of the prices.
They don't seem to advertise
that
too much on here, do they?
Yeah, the clothing things do advertise some of them, like Kohl's advertising practical Christmas gifts and their stockings are from $1 to $3.50.
When you say Kohl's, this is not the Kohl's that we remember
no,
here.
Well, I mean, Kohl's was downtown. It was in the building. It later became Stevenson's and Woodward's and that building downtown. It's kind of got a red brick front on it now. And it was a department store, and a big department store downtown. So I think it's interesting. Kohl's was advertising Christmas furs, and muffs were $5.98 to $125. And Nick pieces from $7.50 to $125. So you could have quite a price range in those things.
And I did find some of those prices on electronics, more for a few years later in the 20s, but I imagine they might be maybe close in price.
Yeah,
so that'll be our best bet. Here's a motor-driven brush electric cleaner, $28.95.
Wow. So that's a lot of money.
Back then especially, definitely.
That would be quite a bit of money. The Toggery at 313 points advertises wonderful bargains and useful Christmas gifts, menswear things, and overcoats and raincoats range between $4.95 to $20. They are advertising union suits, underwear, and those are $1.45 to $2.50. And, of course, ties. Lots of folks get ties at Christmas time, I think, Father's Day and other occasions. I don't know if that's still as much the case today as people wear ties less and less in life, but I'm sure there's a few out there. They're advertising shoes and gloves and shirts for men. So shirts are always a good thing for dads to get at Christmas time.
I'm looking at some of these prices here on these, like in ties for 50 cents, 75 cents, a dollar. I was shopping this week, and I bought a belt for $45. That is insane how much prices have changed.
Well, and of course, it's relative because mm-hmm. folks make more money. So you have to kind of figure that in. You know, if you were making a dollar a day as a laborer, then prices would be a little different.
Yeah. Let's take another break. We'll come back with more. This is a fun program here on In Focus. We'll return with Cheryl Collins after this. News Radio, KMAN.